Well, happy Monday, guys. Just having a good day. Graham coming to you live from Miami, Florida. Today is Monday, February 13th, and it's my day off. Yeah. So I have a day off here in Miami. I'm going to be going to the beach today and looking around Miami. I want to go to Little Haiti and Little Havana. So my plan for the day. Just having a great day wherever you are at. I've had a really fun about 4 days here in Florida. I've been in the Sarasota area and then doing ministry for a weekend in Miami. Tomorrow we're going to be visiting friends in Fort Lauderdale and flying home on Wednesday. Looking forward to lots of great things this week in New England as well. Boom. That's me. Couple of quick housekeeping things. As usual, if you're new to my YouTube channel, it's great to have you here. Why not hit the subscribe button down there? Check out the links below, including our email newsletter. We give a free gift to everybody who signs up for our weekly email news. And also, let me mention my trip to Ireland as well. It is nearly full. There's one place open left for my ministry trip to Ireland in the month of May. Details on my website, gjm.org. And lastly, do consider joining our ministry mentoring group. We have a group. I have a bunch of resources, curated resources I put on my ministry school website every month now. And also we have a group that meets on Zoom once a month and discusses and explores ministry growth and the things of God. So really great group there. Again, details below. What I want to do real quick today, I want to continue just with some thoughts on righteousness. I'm just on this, like a dog with a bone, this track of thinking much about the righteousness of Jesus Christ right now. And I just believe it would really behoove us to do that. I want to read something I was just reading earlier today that you all know, Romans 8 and verse 1, and I can quote it, but sometimes it's good to turn it. It says, "There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit." And then the next verse says, "For the Lord, the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, has set us free from the law of sin and death." And so just sharing some thoughts about how we continue this walk of righteousness. How do we live as righteous people? How do we live out the life that God wants us to live? You know, I know for some weird reason it seems unpopular in some places, but the Bible has much to say about sin, and the church should have much to say about sin. It seems like somebody's written the word sin out of the English lexicon, and at times even out of the church lexicon. And, you know, we talk about issues and problems and hang-ups and the hurting and all of these kind of things. And I feel I know a bunch of Christians. I don't want to be mean to say that, but it's like people never actually want to look at somebody and go, "Oh yeah, that's sin." And God calls sin, sin. I will say that God calls sin, sin. And until we're honest about sin, we can't really be honest about the righteousness of Jesus Christ. If the church isn't honest with people talking about sin, what will end up is, you know, if somebody has issues, the answer is self-help, the answer is improvement, the answer is therapy. But if we talk about sin, the answer is the blood of Jesus. And just want to leave you with one really quick thought today. It's so vital we get this. There is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. And God calls you and I to a life, to a walk of zero condemnation. He calls us literally to a life where we don't know condemnation anymore, where we are utterly free from condemnation. We are free from blame, where the court of heaven, so to speak, has examined us and has declared us to be not guilty. And as I said in a previous video, So often we get so used, so accustomed to walking around with guilt being like this background noise that we don't even notice anymore. This feeling, this shame, this yuck feeling in our soul that we don't begin to notice it anymore. And God wants us to live with an absolutely clear conscience. God wants us to live you know, today I'm in Miami, and as I look at the sky, it is bright blue. It is blazing sunshine here in February. Hallelujah. There's not a cloud in the sky. You know, there's nothing. After a while, I grew up in England, there's always a cloud in the sky. And so many of us grow up, it's like the heavens were obscured by, you know, the things in our soul. And it's vital that we grasp this thing, that heaven looks at you and says there's no condemnation. Says there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. I know some versions don't have that second part in, but it's, I believe it's there in the original, because if you read down to verse, I think it's verse 3 or 4, Paul makes the same point. And what's Paul saying there? Paul's not saying there's no condemnation to people who walk perfectly. There's no condemnation. You know, condemnation will be in your life when you walk according to the law. Condemnation will be in your life when you try to fulfill the law. Condemnation will be in your life when you have a relationship based on God, upon the grounds of what you've done and what you haven't done. And Jesus invites us to this relationship where heaven declares us completely free, completely stainless. Romans 8:33 says, who will bring the charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. The word justifies is literally the term to declare righteous. Who can bring a charge against you? It is God who declares you righteous. Satan is called the accuser of the brethren. The Bible says it's like he comes before God and hurls accusations day and night. And our defense, it's so vital we get this. What the world does is plays, still feeds every day from the tree of the knowledge of good and of evil. When you're feeding from the tree of the knowledge of good or evil, you look at the world and you'll go guilty, not guilty, guilty, not guilty. You'll be pleading guilty or pleading not guilty. And our plead is the blood of Jesus. Our plead is not what we have done, it's what he has done. Okay, let me finish with this today, but it's heaven has declared you to be not guilty. Heaven has declared you to be without condemnation. At a very practical level, what happens in most of our lives, though, is we live with our emotions, our soul declaring us to be guilty. We live with the memories of the things we've done, but we live also with the kind of emotional baggage of those things. And it's like this invisible weight, this gravitational pull from some planet we can't even see, pulling us towards yuck and sin and shame. And the way you get out of that is by declaring yourself to be who God says you are. Do you remember when the Lord came to Peter in Acts 10? Peter's praying on the rooftop in Joppa. He sees this vision, you know, you remember the animals coming down in a sheet. And then the Lord says to him, what God has declared to be clean, let no man declare to be unclean. What God has justified, let nobody call unjust. And of course, in that context, the Lord is speaking about the Jews that were about to be justified in Jesus. But I want to tell you, God has called you clean. God has called you just. Now, again, if the sin in your life, come to the Lord, acknowledge that sin, ask him to cleanse you from it. Amen. But from that moment forward, loud and clear and strong, you need to declare, I am the righteousness of God in Christ. There is therefore now no condemnation to me. I don't walk according to the flesh, I walk according to the Spirit. You need to declare loud and clear and strong, the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death, sin, sickness, poverty, disease, demons, fear and death. Let me finish with a quick story. I remember years ago when I came to the Lord, I'm not trying to condemn you because there's no condemnation, but I had a problem of smoking cigarettes many, many years ago. And I'd smoke a packet of 20 cigarettes a day, something like that. And of course, I kind of knew that wasn't the best thing, and the Lord didn't want me to do that. And I remember a precious brother coming to me, and he said, Graham, your problem is you're trying to stop smoking. And he's like, you're addicted to it? And he said to me, challenged me to do something. He said, Graham, I want to give you one Bible verse, Romans 8 verse 2, the law of the Spirit of life in Jesus. And he said, every time you smoke, I want you to, before you smoke, smoke all you want, Graham, but before you do that, he said, I want you to read that verse, and I want you to thank God that you are free from smoking, free from the law of sin and death. And I had an argument with my friend, but I said, but I'm not free from smoking. I said, I can quote that verse after I give this up. And he said, you won't need the power of that then after you've done it. He said, by faith, you can declare that's true now because God said it's true because it happened on the cross of Calvary. So I began that day, you know, every time I smoke a cigarette, I'd be like, the law of the spirit of life in Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. And I would say it again and again and again. Every time I had a cigarette, I can't tell you when I stopped smoking. It's probably about three to five days later, I kind of noticed I hadn't had a cigarette that day and haven't had a single cigarette since. And that's, you know, 25 years now, something like that. And I smoke all I want to, I just don't want to. Why? Because the law of the spirit of life in Jesus has set me free from the law of sin and death. And my encouragement to you is if you're battling something today, stop battling something and start resting. When you realize there's no condemnation, when you realize heaven has declared you free, you will begin to walk free. Selah. Boom. Thanks for watching, guys. I'll be back tomorrow with another video. Again, hit that subscribe button or subscribe to our audio podcast. Check out the links below. If you are in New England, we have three wonderful revival churches in New England, in the town of Sturbridge, Mass, Otis, Mass, and Norwalk, Connecticut. Details on my website. And lastly, check out our ministry mentoring group. It's going to be a really powerful group as it grows, and you can still have a place within that group. Have a wonderful Monday, guys. Bye for now.